SOP 242. Today we're talking about how podcasting is still making headlines.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, broadcasting live from McDonald's today. If you've ever listened to the Marketing Over Coffee podcast, they actually podcast live from a Dunkin' Donuts. Today I am recording this inside a McDonald's. Why? Because I'm still out on the road and it's the one free place with Wi-Fi. But thanks for tuning in if you never listened. I'm recording this with a Zoom H4, and I gotta tell you right now, I'm actually pointing this under my chin, because if I put this anywhere outside of my mouth and I say podcasting, if the pod doesn't get it, that C in podcasting, yeah, it drives me nuts. And I've got the little windscreen on it. Not a huge fan of recording close up with the Zoom H4. I'm actually very tempted to. I know you probably listened to Cliff Ravenscraft. He's a big fan of the Edirold R-09. I swear I want to get one and see if I can make it give me some popping peas, because this thing drives me nuts. Anyway, let me get off my rant here. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Well, this reminds me, back in the day, we used to do a show called, I've got a napkin over this thing. I'm doing everything I can to avoid popping peas, and I just can't. So I'm going to put this under my chin. How's about that? Anyway, back in the day, I used to do a show with Rob Walsh, Paul Culligan, and Gary Leland. It was called Today in Podcasting, and we just talked about news, podcasting making the news. Well, it's still making the news, and some really interesting stats here. One is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution newspaper did a story on the podcast Stuff You Should Know. Now, this podcast is number 7 on the best podcast of 2010 in iTunes. What do you get if you're number 7? How about 3.8 million downloads in 1 month, in the month of December, 3.8 million downloads. Now, the podcast started in 2008, so if you're thinking that really the podcasts that really have just a huge audience all started in 2004, 2005 because they were here first, that is not the case. And 3.8 million podcasts, these are just two guys in Atlanta, and now they do have a very, they had a website about kind of a science-y kind of things you should know that definitely gave them a boost. But nonetheless, here are two guys that started at this point 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and they're getting 3.8 million downloads in a month. The other one, and you've heard of this guy, this is the guy that comes out about every 18 months and says podcasting is dead. Our good friend Leo Laporte, who I've met at a podcast expo. I'm trying to block those. He is being covered in the New York Times. He's actually the one of the second podcasters I know to be in the New York Times, Dan Klass being the other one of the thebitterestpill.com. And he was featured on the pages of the New York Times. Now, Leo is the guy behind This Week in Tech, better known as Twit. If you go to twit.tv, you can see his stuff. And here's an interesting thing. This Week in Tech, is that driving you as nuts, me nuts, as it's driving you? I have this thing pointed under my chin. How is there any wind under my chin? But This Week in Tech is downloaded by 250,000 people each week. I'm going to have to talk to the Marketing Over Coffee guys. I know they use a Shure SM58. That would be the key. Get a different microphone. I wonder if I have one in my trunk. Anyway, Leo produces 22 other technology-focused podcasts that are downloaded 5 million times a month. So he has 250,000 people each week, 5 million times a month. He also streams video all day long that captures his podcasting and a weekend radio show on computer. So he is on, now number one, he was on TV. He was on the Screensavers, and I forget the name of the there was a channel that was all for geeks, but he does the tech guy on a radio show on normal, for lack of a better phrase, radio, that reaches 500,000 more people through 140 stations. So obviously Leo was famous before he came to podcasting, and he's still reaching people through what I'm going to call traditional means. But here's the part that I liked. Here's the part that I went, okay, here we go. Leo's rates start at $40 per 1,000 listeners. It means you'll hear people talk about CPM, meaning per 1,000 downloads. Twit's ad rates are among the highest in American podcasting and are considerably higher than commercial broadcasting rates, which are typically... Seriously, the T's are killing me. I hate putting out stuff that sounds like crap. Which are typically $5 to $15. So he is getting more than twice the rate of standard radio. Why? Because he has the niche. He has the geeks. Geeks are listening to him. So if you want to reach a geek, you go through Leo. And so that was the part I went, okay, typical commercial broadcasting rates, $5 to $15 per 1,000 downloads. So that means this podcast gets about 800 downloads a week. I'd have to do two shows to basically get, $15. So that's interesting. And I thought I would share that with you. With that, I am going to call it a day. Come up with another solution for recording portably, because the microphones built into the Zoom H4 are great if you're recording a band or something that you're not right up on it. But if you're in any kind of danger of having popping peas, I do not recommend the Zoom H4. If you could only see me recording this, moving it 80 billion different ways to get away from it. But how I usually use this recorder is I go through my mixing board and I plug it into the mic inputs. I usually don't use the microphones built into the Zoom H4. And this will probably be the last podcast I do using the microphones on the Zoom H4 in close proximity. So if you would like to start reaching your millions of people, because if you think about it, there's nothing... Now, granted, Leo was famous before he came to podcasting, and the guys at the Stuff You Should Know podcast, you know, they had a great website. But the bottom line is, it's people in a room with a microphone, and they're reaching the world, and you can do that with the, you know, for spending less money than buying a Nintendo Wii, you can reach the world. And I would love to help you do that. Honestly, you won't sound like this. But at least, at least you're getting honest feedback here, and hopefully you're enjoying the sounds of the McDonald's here in Akron, Ohio. So if you'd like to reach me, I would love to hear from you. If nothing else, to say, Dave, it's okay. You know, thanks for the content. It was good content anyway, even if it had lots of popping peas. 888-563-3228. 888-563-3228. That is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's only $2 a month, by the way, if you want your own... toll-free number. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at our website. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. Until next week, hope you had a great New Year's. Hope you had a great holiday. Class is dismissed.